Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Brought to you by Quick Assist. Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, we got stuff to do here. First of all, I got to let you know, B. Scott is indeed in the building.
That's right.
All right. So we will get to around the NFL, and maybe my boss doesn't like to hear that, but we got more important things to talk about. As the big news on the day is that the Jets fired Robert Saleh, but that's not even the important thing. The more important thing is Adam Schefter broke that news in the back of an Uber. And in that Uber driver's day had to be very interesting. Now he has a story to tell, which has allowed us to tell our stories of our happen-to-be-there moments. I was talking about going to a crawfish boil and randomly meeting Avery Johnson, a nickname for him that I have that I will not say on air. And, of course, I will tease you. My bad. But various people texting in and sending in YouTube chat messages and Twitch messages. Charles said that he saw Seth Payne at Kroger in 2022, said, hey, what's up, Seth? And Seth looked shocked that he knew him or recognized him. Guy on the YouTube said Sugar Shane Mosley was with his son in front of them waiting to watch Toy Story 3.
Okay. Okay.
Just
that makes sense.
I feel like the recipe for this is interesting person, unorthodox or interesting place. And then if you get a story out of it, then it's really fun.
Okay.
And it seems like, Beast Guy, you have one.
Okay, so since he went Sugar Shane Mosley, I would say I did see Evander Holyfield when I was a kid in one of the airports. I can't remember if it was Hobby or Bush, but we would have had to have been Hobby. Saw him in the airport, and he had nothing but Evander Holyfield gear on. Like, shirt, shorts, like his whole, like it was all, it was like, wonder who that is.
Right.
Looks like Evander Holyfield and has nothing but Evander Holyfield gear. But I got another one who also had gear of his own, okay? Dennis Rodman.
Come on, man.
And there was a streak here. I don't know if y'all remember this. There was a streak on the internet where Dennis Rodman was just popping up in Houston. People were randomly running into Dennis Rodman.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't think anything of it, really.
Yeah.
Until I randomly ran into Dennis Rodman. And it was a day that Houston sports fans will never forget. It was the final week of the regular season in 2022, the game that a lot of Texans fans did not want them to win on the road against Indianapolis. Lovie Smith's last game, we all knew it. Davis Mills had been a disaster all year. We were ready for it to be done, but we really, really wanted that number one overall pick.
Yeah.
We all know they won the game.
That is right.
And we history was made, right?
Correct.
But on that day,
what
I was doing actually was avoiding getting punched in the face by Dennis Rodman.
Okay.
What?
All right. See, now you can't be mad at me for stopping around the NFL for this. Yeah, let's get into it, baby. Dennis
Rodman thought I was trying to press up on his woman.
Oh, no.
Or at
you
least,
never told that.
Oh, man.
Hold on, real quick. Were you?
No. I was watching the game. So here's the story. I get there, and the TV, so this is at Pistoleros on Montrose, or in Montrose. It's on Westheimer, I would think, but it's in Montrose. And we get there, and the TV on the deck is not on the game, the TV that I'm closest to, okay? But immediately, the first thing I notice when I get there is Dennis Rodman,
sure.
Right? Because he's unlike anybody else that's there.
Very notable.
And he's at a table holding court with about 7 or 8 people, okay, kind of being Dennis Rodman. I didn't think much of it. I've seen celebrities. I'm cool.
Yeah.
I'm really there to watch the game because, as you guys know, this was a big day in
that's
Houston
right.
sports history.
Correct.
So business is business.
Yeah.
But they had a TV on what I needed. The TV that did have it was closest to a woman who was sitting alone.
Oh, I don't know. I'm starting to doubt this.
No. Seriously.
Really, real convenient story here.
No, honestly, this woman had to, no offense to her, she was a fine-looking woman, but she would have had to at least been 20 years my senior.
Yeah.
So, like, I noticed her, but I honestly...
That ain't stopped nothing.
Just did not... I wasn't thinking on...
There's a term for that.
I wasn't thinking of it on those terms, honestly. So, it's like, I get there, and I'm watching the game, and Dennis Rodman comes over, and he goes... What are you doing?
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
Now, mind you, I have not spoken to the woman. She just happens to be sitting by herself. And why is she sitting by herself? Because Dennis Rodman has left the table to go hold court with 7 or 8 strangers and be Dennis Rodman.
Look at him lashing out.
But which honestly is none of my business.
Dennis Rodman's on the list.
No. Dennis Rodman, go be Dennis Rodman and do your thing, handle business. And this lady, she can handle her business.
Yeah.
I'm really there to watch the game. And so I'm thinking Dennis Rodman,
sure you
a sports dude, it's like, you know, wanting to watch the game. I'm like, yeah. I'm watching the game and kind of telling them, hey, you know, the number one pick is on the line.
Yeah.
Houston sports history is on the line. We got to lose this game. You know, Turns out we didn't have to. But that's the energy that I'm on. And Dennis Rodman repeats himself. He goes, "What are you doing?"
I just told you.
And I'm like, nah, seriously, watching the game. They don't have, my TV does not have the game on it. And so I think the lady steps up and kind of says, yeah, no, he's been standing here for a while just watching the game. And it kind of just diffuses its own self. And eventually, by the end of it, we take a picture, we dap up, and it's all good.
He wasn't happy with it.
Before me. But let me reiterate, I don't give a damn how he felt or what he thought. I was there to watch the game.
And you were a little scared.
No.
Yeah, you were.
No. You know what I wasn't going to do? Fight Dennis Rodman.
That was a bad idea.
There was absolutely nothing, because it wasn't going to be like, oh, what you going to do about it? Yeah. If Dennis Rodman wanted to fight, I was going to leave. Nah. I didn't feel like I needed to prove anything to anybody or nothing like that. I just seriously wanted to watch the game in my spot.
He definitely saying that he ain't watching no sorry ass Texas.
Yeah. That's probably
trying to push up on my woman.
That's right. But my thought is, are you really with this woman if you left her alone and to go hang out with these seven or eight strangers?
We're getting down to the nitty gritty here.
I told you he was going to lash out. That's a fantastic story. I'm glad that it ended with a dapping up and a nice photo being taken.
Yeah, there's a picture on my Instagram somewhere of me and Dennis Rodman standing outside of Pistoleros.
I like how he repeated himself. What are you doing?
Yeah.
I don't give a damn what you're saying. What are you doing?
He said, I'm not changing these words, but I'm changing the tone. You'll understand what I'm trying to get at here. All right,
Look, I didn't want your woman or to fight you. I'm not doing none of that.
Whew, okay, let's get into Around the NFL, which is brought to you by Quick Assist, your no-hassle solution, reselling your tickets across every marketplace. Download Quick Assist from your app store today. That's QUICKASYST. Quick Assist, your ticket everywhere. All right, let's start with Monday Night Football, because the other thing feels just a little too heavy right this moment. just a little too heavy right this moment. All right, but you get the Kansas City Chiefs, Monday Night Football. They get a victory over the New Orleans Saints. And for you guys, what's notable? Because there's a few things that come to mind, which is a Kansas City Chiefs win that was a little sloppy, which I think is a little encouraging for the Texans in the ways that it happens. There's also Derek Carr.
He's in midseason form.
A ghastly interception, but then also
coming down to earth, dare we say.
Oblique injury that took him out for the rest of the game. And then there's also big boy interception.
God, I love that.
There's big boy pick.
Yeah, that, which was my favorite part of the night. Not just the pick, obviously, but the decision. And my dad, I was watching this with my dad. I was at my parents' house watching this one. And my dad, he catches, I had actually gone to the bathroom when this happened. And so he's like, hey, you got to hurry up and come watch this replay. And I'm like, oh my God, I cannot believe this happened. This guy would not only luck his way into the pick, and credit to him for getting the pick, but the intuitiveness to take it back. And I'm like, he's got to be crazy to take that back. He's a defensive tackle. What are you thinking? Take a knee. Get that 20 yards.
No, what he's thinking is, I don't get a chance to do this.
Yeah.
And when I got a chance to do it, and he...
You can pick him up and put him down.
But on the one hand, you could think that's a selfish thought, because, you don't get the chance to do this, but the likelihood of you getting it past the 20 is so low. Like, that's a selfish decision.
Nah, he believed in
himself. But not if you're this guy.
Yeah.
And the guy
does backflips.
Backflips. And you could tell there's some running back in his.
How he kept it high and tight?
High and tight. Yeah. In fact, the guy that we're talking about, to put some respect on his name, Kalen Sanders.
Yes.
Kalen Sanders, wore number 50. Was it 50? I'll have to go back and check.
Yes, it was 50.
It was 50. All right, cool. And it sounded like this.
Smith-Schuster, and there he is, Kalen Sanders.
And he took it out.
The 35, and his brother Cameron's got to be pumped.
I was thinking the whole time after I saw it, why isn't this guy a short yardage back?
Well, he might be here soon.
I'm dead serious.
Oh yeah, coming from the team that uses Taysom Hill, and I'm not trying to compare the two, but just like going outside of the box. Yeah, no,
dude,
I can see that.
He can pick him up and put him down.
Definitely could be a fullback or the
fourth and one at the goal line.
The extra eligible receiver.
Yeah.
You know, it could definitely be that. I could see that.
Yeah, and I said I was going to put some name of respect on his name. I said his name wrong. Kalen Sanders, who's apparently his brother, is a dancer for Taylor Swift.
Oh, that's the same guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was hearing that storyline.
Oh, yeah.
As well.
You saw that all
the time. I didn't realize that was the same guy.
They was actually talking about that
right
story
before
the interception.
He is really funny. His brother
was a backup dancer.
Yeah. Background dancer, my bad. Yeah. Taylor Swift's backup dancer.
Yeah. And, of course, Taylor Swift has a connection to the Chiefs through
her. And was there last night.
And was there through her dating.
He was on the stage with Travis Kelce.
He was. Yeah. He absolutely was. They showed the picture of that. All right, so another piece of audio that I want to get to real quick before we dive even deeper into this was actually from the Manning cast. Lopez, one of your favorite things. Mm-hmm. And Paul Rudd, who is a Kansas City fan, was on the Manning cast, and he was one of the few people who did not enjoy the big boy interception that we got there.
What's going to happen? Who's going to score?
I'm going to say Juju.
Juju? Oh, no. Oh, no. I think that really is a bad prediction.
You think he's going to win this for a touchdown?
He's going.
Okay, here's the thing. I never want you to ask me these questions again. This is why I don't talk about the three-peat. This is why I don't talk about this. I don't do this. To even talk during a Chiefs game, this is horrible for me.
So if you did not understand what was happening there, Peyton was asking Paul Rudd to predict who the ball would go to. He says Juju Smith-Schuster, admittedly, once the ball's in the air. And then pick happens, and he is just... If you didn't know that he was really a fan, he's like, never again. I will never do this again. Yep. Because clearly when I say things, bad things happen.
Wrong place, wrong time. That's all you can say there. Wrong place, wrong time. I just love the superstition of fandom and not wanting to talk about three-peats and not wanting to talk about plays and say and not wanting to give picks. Like, you see this all the time. Like, hey, I just feel icky about it. Mm-hmm. To me, that element of sports fandom, the superstitious nature of it, always gets me. I always find it funny.
But you're superstitious.
I'm only a little stitious.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
I'm only
a
little
setup
stitious.
And the knockdown.
Yeah, yeah, but not superstitious. Absolutely not.
Let's get back to the Kansas City of this all. And another kind of tight. Oh, you got something?
I just want to say with Kansas City, because I think they're the big story. Mm-hmm. I could not get over the fact that they were doing all of this without their weapons. Like the story of Kansas City is how they can basically take, as long as they have competent NFL talent on their team, it doesn't have to be special. If you take the combination of Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, and even this version of Travis Kelce, who jumped in the time machine, Kareem Hunt drops out of the sky, apparently.
102 yards and a tutty.
Like, is it 2018 or is it not? So, like, the fact that they could do this, that they could, like, with this band of characters, this cast of characters, and then with that defense, that they can make all of this come together the way that they're doing is really the story to me. How the Kansas City Chiefs look as, I would say, as pedestrian as they've ever looked, but are as dominant as they've ever been.
Well, I refined it even a little more if I could, because, like, if you took away, this is saying a lot, if you took away everything the Chiefs have done and you just look at this season, they are a quarterback and a great defense. That's what they are.
Yeah.
What are the Texans? How are the Texans winning?
Yeah. No. The parallels are there.
A quarterback and a great defense.
For sure.
Yeah.
The parallels are 100% there. Now, the difference is you've seen it with this team because they did it last year. And obviously, in different styles, they've won Super Bowls even before last year. So, between all three of them, they've got the pedigree and the history and all of that. The built-in equity with fans and everybody kind of understands what to expect. And with the Texans, you don't have any of that. Outside of a really good season last year. But the styles and similarities are absolutely there.
Yeah, 100% and I think the distinction that you can make, obviously, offensive line, like that is a big difference, especially, and it allows them to run the football with, like, a Kareem Hunt. It's there, and I think that it's encouraging to remember that looking at Kansas City, the way that they're playing now, we saw them do that last year, and they just figured it out, right? They just duct taped this thing together to figure it out. And of course, I wouldn't want to talk about the Texans as duct taping their offense and their team together, but they do need to have a level of figuring out. But that is possible for you and able to go and then contend at the backside of this.
Another big difference, and I don't feel like we can overstate it. Kansas City Chiefs got Andy Reid calling the plays.
Yes.
And the Texans have Bobby Slowick. And you can feel however you want to feel about that.
No, there's a clear difference in experience, at least.
Difference. There's not even a comparison.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're not even wouldn't even be in the same species of play caller.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the main difference, I would say.
Absolutely.
All right. I will save one of these things for what's popping to give you the information, because I want to get to the fact that we all agree that Xavier Worthy could fight, though, right? Yes. Like, we are certain now that he could fight. And I did not see him do anything fight-like in the course of this game. Why I say this is, He scored a 3-yard touchdown, which is the only reception of the game, and he immediately took that football and gave it to a pretty young woman in the stands who turned out to be his mother.
I'm chronically online. So I knew this moment was coming at some point.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you already knew his mom.
Oh, his mama's been discovered, brother. Been discovered. I followed Texas, obviously, and the Austin media. Yeah. So she's been interviewed and been available before. Mm-hmm. You're like, this is not the first time she's been discovered if you follow Texas or follow Xavier just even a little bit. So I was waiting on this moment. Like, eventually, he's either going to score a touchdown and give his mom the ball as he did, or they're just going to be doing a Chiefs game. Xavier Worthy's going to come up and she's going to be there. And the cameraman ain't dumb. The director ain't dumb. You see a pretty girl.
Yeah.
You linger.
Yeah. You put the camera on her. That's just what you're going to do. Even without the, hey, here's the ball mama type of stuff. Yeah. Right. So once he did that, I was like, oh, here
it's
we go.
Now the
world knows what I've been known, and which is exactly what Reggie said. This boy been fighting probably all of his life. Or, and this is what I was getting at when I responded to you on Twitter, Reggie, was either he had to learn to accept it, or maybe he just established a certain level of, like, maybe he fought early and it's like, hey, he'll fight behind this.
Yeah.
Don't go there type of thing. Maybe he established a reputation, or he just learned to let it go.
That's the toughest thing, man. Was it Zach Wilson's mom? Right?
I think
at the draft.
I just keep remembering the MILF Hunter thing that went around. I don't remember what his mom actually looked like.
I think Zach Wilson's mom became a thing after the draft.
I think there's something to that. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's another one. Definitely another one. No question, Steph has been in at least a fight or two behind that.
Yep. All right, guys.
100%.
People are saying Jaden Daniels apparently probably has hands.
No, that's another one.
For real?
Draft night.
I wasn't intending on creating an index of the players who have hands because they got the fine mom.
Yeah.
But I hope for those of you that don't understand what we're doing here, I want to let you in on the joke, which is just, when you are a young man growing up and you had the fine mama, knowing that boys sometimes are jerks.
Yes.
They will say ill-advised things about your mom because you got the fine mama. And Xavier Worthy. Definitely.
Yeah. No. Yeah. No. I have this story because I was one of those. So my mom's older. So I was the one who was kind of always looking at the other mom. See, like, you know what I mean? And so when it was, I had a friend to reverse it on me.
Oh no! You got the Uno reverse.
Even though my mom was older, and a little bit older, and like these were kind of some ridiculous things he was saying.
Yeah.
But he would just like to throw it back in my face
just to
kind of
mess with you,
see how it felt. And I was like, you know what? I don't like that.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna do that anymore.
This is how we learn. Yes. Real quick before we go, someone, Pal Pals on the Twitch or on the YouTube rather, said, "Why can Kansas City teach them how to play offensive line? We can't figure out in 10 years." I think also it's worth noting. You don't remember when Patrick Mahomes was running for his life in the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
They invested heavily
in
offensive line. Now that's tough because the Texans have also invested in offensive line.
Yeah,
but
their offensive line issues are not for lack of investment.
Yeah,
we can say that for sure.
CJ Stroud on the Pat McAfee show today. So
with fake glasses.
All right.
They are.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
you didn't have to say it.
Never been a big fan of the fake glasses.
Yeah, he wears those before game day. The Texans get him in his pregame fits, and he's done that at least a time or two before a game. So that's his style.
Mm-hmm. We're just going in the hour of B. Scott here in the Loop Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into B. Scott's thoughts. We'll do it.